Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is April 20th, 2010. It's 420 Marijuana Head Day. It's also Adolf Hitler's birthday. I've always wondered why 420 is on Adolf Hitler's birthday. Speaking of Adolf Hitler, he liked to stage terror attacks as a pretext to shut down freedom in Germany and launch new wars. And our government, of course, has taken a lot of hints from Hitler's playbook here on Hitler's birthday. And by the way, we didn't see a staged terror attack yesterday, though Bill Clinton and others are out hyping it, saying there's going to be a terror attack and it's the fault of anybody criticizing the government. It's un-American, it's terrorist to criticize the government. You sit down and you shut up. Okay, and you turn those firearms in and they'll take good care of you. Because after all, Osama bin Laden on his Facebook page says he's going to get you, and that's in Fox, CNN, you name it. Of course, then in the first line of the article at Fox News, they admit that it's not Osama bin Laden. Just a fake Facebook account. That's all it is. And every week or two, we hear a new statement from Osama bin Laden from a message board or a website, and then it's always admitted it wasn't him later. It's like they claim they killed the top al-Qaeda chiefs in Iraq in the last 2 days, and then when you go actually look up their names, the governments claim they've killed them over and over and over again and have never retracted the previous times they killed them. I mean, they could make up new al-Qaeda chief fake names. They want to set the precedent that they lie out in the open. That's a psych warfare technique. And just set the precedent they lie, and that's the way it is. So that is some of what's coming up. Infowars.com reporter arrested yesterday. Aaron Dykes is now out of jail. Rob Jacobson and Rob Dube stayed up until about 4:30 in the morning, and I was up with them, but they were down at the jail. We also worked on trying to bail out some other people that were in there. In fact, I noticed Aaron just got back into the office. I need to get the full story from him. He will be in studio coming up today along with Rob Dew and Rob Jacobson. And then we have Dr. Bob Bowman joining us. Now, we've had him on about 9/11 truth, and we've had him on about nuclear weapons proliferation and geopolitical stratagem. But Dr. Bowman, nuclear physicist Bowman, Colonel Bob Bowman, was the head of the Star Wars program on record. He's given speeches on C-SPAN about it and a lot more. And he's been quite ill with cancer the last year, but I got to see him a few weeks ago at a 9/11 event in Austin. He still came. He's been in the hospital recently. And privately, he's told me as much as he can that's declassified about the real space program. The space program you see on the news is the facade. It is the curtain. And behind the curtain, the real NASA, the Pentagon, projects the fake NASA program on the screen. But they're behind the screen, behind the curtain, and the real world is going on back there. And so we're going to get Dr. Bob Bowman on today and get as much out of him as we can that's legal and lawful about this. And this was in the 70s and early 80s. And he told me in a hotel green room before a speech, and I myself done my own research and already knew this was part of the record, about the fleet of space planes they had in orbit in the late 70s. Of course, the media tells you the SR-71 Blackbird, developed in 52 and service in 55, it cruises at Mach 4. They tell you that that is the fastest aircraft we've got, a 1952 aircraft. And the space shuttle, it's from 1935. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us and you heard me talking about how the former head of the Star Wars program is going to be on with us in the third hour today, and I made the point that our government claims that the SR-71 Blackbird, built and designed in 50, 51, 52, according to the encyclopedia, was in service by 54, 55, 56. There's different numbers I've seen. The point is mid-50s. If you believe that's the fastest aircraft that the Air Force has, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona, and from my front porch you can see the sea, as good old George Strait says. And then I made the point going to break that the space shuttle is from the early 1930s. Yes, you heard me right. You think it was developed in the 70s by Wernher von Braun? Well, yes, that's when they built it and then deployed it in the early 80s. But the space shuttle was drawn and sketched and designed by Wernher von Braun, the head of the Nazi space and weapons rocket program, V1, all the rest of them. He designed it in the mid-1930s. So when I tell you that Dr. Bob Bowman has told me, and now more of it's come out, that NASA has them, the Air Force has them, and the only reason he could tell me about it is he talked about one of the directors of it later, who in a televised speech actually let out classified info. That's the only reason he could tell me that, was because it was now on the record. But he said that robotic space planes in the 70s and early 80s when he was heading it up. And that's, well, he said a little more. He talked about DU, meteor guns, sabo rounds. And so we're going to talk about this today because I've had Dr. Bob Bowman on about 9/11 truth, about nuclear weapons proliferation. I've had him on many times on important issues, and he's a dynamic speaker, but he is ill with cancer, and he's been in the hospital, and he's out of the hospital now. He's a great guy, and I think it's important we talk about this information. Hopefully he'll be with us for many, many more years, but I've learned you better talk to folks while you can, not once they've made the jump into hyperspace, once they've left this plane of existence. By the way, we've had her on, I don't know, four or five times over the years, and I saw an article that's linked up at Infowars.com from a great publication, Red Dirt Report. Red Dirt, because they got red dirt up there in Oklahoma like we got it in East Texas. And they just do great work. I mean, really scholarly reports and journalism out of the folks at the Red Dirt Report. And I was reading this morning, and it was nothing new, but it just reminded me of how I haven't really covered the history of Oklahoma City in detail in a long time. We just had the 15th anniversary yesterday. Bill Clinton's running around along with the White House, fear-mongering, saying they're going to be another big terror attack, and it's going to be the American people's fault when it happens, if we keep complaining, because we're going to cause this. And Limbaugh came out Friday, I've actually got the transcript, and said, no, it's going to be Bill Clinton and Obama's fault if it happens. They're going to cause it. And he just left it at that. But he's threatening them back, saying, look, I'll just go all the way. Because there's no doubt Limbaugh knows about Oklahoma City. In fact, I've heard him allude to it years ago, being an inside job. He's even alluded to mass shootings, like Columbine being staged. And I'm not here worshiping Limbaugh. I just want to give credit when credit's due. I mean, I attack these big national talk show hosts when they do wrong. I support them when they're starting to tell the truth. Unfortunately, we don't see the same activities out of some of the other big national hosts that we see out of Savage and Limbaugh. But the Republicans are out of power right now, so some of the big Republican talk show hosts can be a little bit more truthful with people. But they interviewed Jane Graham, who worked for HUD in the building, and I've interviewed other witnesses that were in the building, and it just reminded me. She saw McVeigh. She saw guys with the explosives. She saw people with the wires. She saw them in the parking garage. She saw them in the maintenance area. She saw them all. And other witnesses backed up what she saw. And she would come up and ask him, what is this? Oh, it's gray butter, C4. It's gray butter. And they were in there, and they didn't look like the regular maintenance crew. They were there for days, off and on. She even identified some of them from the news footage. After the blast, she would point out people walking past the cameras. That's one of them. That's one of them. Yeah, they were there. And she almost died in the building. And there's so many of these witnesses. And when the grand jury tried to bring these witnesses forward, Hoppy Heidelberg, the foreman, he was told to not do it. And the FBI came to his house brandishing firearms, telling him to shut his mouth. And then medical workers started dying. Police officers that were speaking out started dying. I mean, this was an inside job. We don't just get up here and talk about something being an inside job without having all the evidence. And so coming up in the next few weeks, I'm going to do a whole 2-3 hours of the broadcast just on Oklahoma City, and we're going to get Parton back on, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, Hoppy Heidelberg, so many others. Jane Graham is coming on in the last 30 minutes today after Dr. Bob Bowman leaves us because this is just an eyewitness. It's now been released in federal court documents that the head of the anti-terror force of the FBI was in Oklahoma City in the week before. They lied about that later, got caught lying. It's on record. The ATF showed up seconds after in full bomb gear, telling medics to bandage them up that they'd been on the ninth floor. It's on record. The building blew out, not in. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Removing the bombs out of the building. On the news that day, three different news channels, the governor saying bombs, three bombs had been found. It's ridiculous. Then you've got conflicting interviews with McVeigh where he said the government did this, and then affidavits and Terry Nichols affidavits, and then separately these tapes they've now been airing, all very suspicious. And again, Jane Graham saw McVeigh. She rode on the elevator with him. He was all over the building. She saw him multiple times, stomping around everywhere. Tim McVeigh with men with federal passes to be in the building. And Camp Grouper, a few weeks before, police officers who owned their own private plane were flying over the military base on the edge of a national park and saw a Ryder truck being loaded with fuel oil and thought it was suspicious enough to take photos of it. I mean, the evidence just goes on and on and on and on and on. And since the globalists are getting ready to carry out OKC-2, there's no doubt about it, they're playing the exact same propaganda that led up to what they did. They've got drills coming up later this month and in May. And I've said going into late April, into May, is the key danger zone from all the propaganda crescendo I've seen building up. So we are in a red alert situation. Just like I told you 6 months before 9/11, 3 months before 9/11, 2 months before 9/11, I said they'll probably blow up the World Trade Centers. No one was that specific. Other people noticed. I've now learned in hindsight that they were hyping bin Laden and then he was going to get us. And people said, look for a fake attack, they'll blame on bin Laden. I mean, it was obvious. That's one reason I knew, was just the incredible hype. And so it's not just Alex Jones noticing this today. It is people in Congress. It's Rush Limbaugh. It's Michael Savage. It's countless other bloggers and talk show hosts. And that's the good news. The feds did this in 93. They cooked the bomb, trained the driver, ordered their informant to do it, then tried to set him up. He recorded the FBI, admitting that they'd ordered him to cook the bomb and carry it out. That came out in the New York Times, CBS News. That's, by the way, an invisible empire. They just released the audio of that last year. So it's now an invisible empire, New Order Defined, the new film. That's just a few minutes of the 2-hour, 20-plus minute documentary to give you an idea of what it chronicles. It basically covers it all. And then you get the cover-up of Waco and the mass murder there by the feds and the Delta Force and the rest of them, and everybody's angry at the government, and there's this big states' rights movement. And so to play the part of the victim, the feds bomb OKC, and now Bill Clinton's running around saying, gee, I hope there didn't have to be a terror attack to shut down all of this dangerous rhetoric. Gee, I hope we don't have to have this happen before all these evil people stop speaking out. But it's not going to work, my friends, because we got an education in 93, we got an education in 95, we got an education in 2001, and now we're about to get an even bigger education. But so many people are aware of false flag terror now that the system better watch it, because our people are everywhere. They're inside the FBI. They're inside the federal marshals. They're inside the state police. They're inside the military. They're inside the National Guard. They're inside the CIA. They're inside the National Security Agency. They are inside city government, county government, and they are citizens on the streets, and our people are watching. We are the real guardians of the homeland. We are the real Homeland Security Brigade. And we know your game plan, and we're calling you out and calling you on the carpet before you do it. We saw you when you were coming a mile away, and now you're on our front porch, and there's no doubt what you're doing. You think the public's so dumb, and there is a dumbed-down segment that they're playing to, but the rest of us can see what you're doing, how obvious it is, how you're prepping everyone for this. So the number one issue is we are now in the danger zone. Maybe I ought to cue up the corny Top Gun music and come back with Danger Zone. Go to YouTube and Google Danger Zone. Highway to the Danger Zone. We're going to come in with Highway to the Danger Zone. But it's not a joke. It's not a game. It's life and death. I'm risking my life, my name, my treasure, everything here to tell it like it is. All right, we got a bunch of other news I haven't even hit on yet coming up. And two very important, informative guests today. And we've got Aaron Dykes coming in, who was arrested last night. We'll tell you what happened with Karl Rove. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Oh, yeah, we're in the danger zone. The federales and the private mercs are getting ready to stage some terror and use Homeland Security on the American people. Enemies coming in. We can see them. Continue firing truth salvos back at them. We've got the truth. We've got the initiative. We're going to fight our way out of this. We're going to blast our way out of it with the info war. And they're not going to stop us. Put it in high gear. Break your conditioning. Face the fact we have a bunch of wicked crooks running our society. Realize that this Homeland Security system that we've warned you about for years is now admittedly for the American people. See through the fog. See clearly. It's right out in the open. The enemy thinks you're fools. I know better. And it's not going to take the majority of us to beat these people. It's always a committed minority that defeats tyranny. Together right now. Make no mistake, this isn't a drill. The bankers are making their move. The carbon taxes, the takeover of the internet. Everything is happening right now. We're going deep into the new world order. We can use the enemy's assault as a wake-up to rouse the sleeping giant that is America. Okay, coming up today, Jane Graham, Oklahoma City bombing survivor. Headline, Murrah bombing survivor says feds involved in blast that killed 168 and 95. CFR journalist on Chris Matthews calls Tea Party talk seditious, illegal. Criticizing the government is illegal, according to them. Bill Clinton, Rush Limbaugh doesn't make any sense, he says. Bill Clinton fired back at radio host Rush Limbaugh over the weekend, saying the conservative talker doesn't make any sense. In an exclusive interview with ABC, Limbaugh said Friday that Clinton and Barack Obama will be responsible for any future domestic terror attack after taking exception to language Clinton used in an event that morning while speaking about the 15th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. I'm going to say right now, if there's any future incident, this is an Oklahoma City bombing, to blame it squarely on the shoulders of Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, Rush Limbaugh said. He's barely holding back, ladies and gentlemen, and Savage isn't saying they're going to blow something up. That's 30-plus million people hearing the truth. Globalists, you really think you want to do this? You really think you want to run this assault on us when I'd say conservatively 30-40% of the country knows exactly what's going on now? 5% beats you in 1776 over that seven-year war that kicked off in 1775. The will to resist beat you in 1776, even though the war wasn't won for many years. And you know we've got the initiative. You know we've got the truth. No amount of fluoride to dumb us down in the water is going to control us. Do you understand that? That's why the globalists are so scared. They're using the NSA to track good police officers, state, federal, and local. That's been declassified to track who knows what they're up to. So if you are a police officer, or you are an FBI agent, or you are in the Pentagon, and you find out they're about to stage a terror attack, what, they killed more than 15 people who witnessed Cheney trying to sneak nukes out of the country a few years ago? Remember that, with the Minot nukes? You better immediately go on YouTube or Google or a live radio show when you blow the whistle. Because if you start calling your buddies and stuff, and asking them if you should go public, the NSA is going to click over. It's going to put out an order to a death squad, and they're going to murder you and your family within an hour. They got death squads in every city as a contingency plan. So when you do catch the next McVeigh in your building planting bombs, you better watch it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
coming up at the start of the next hour, Aaron Dykes is going to be in studio talking about how he and others were arrested for asking Lord Rove questions. They had said they weren't going to take questions, and then Rove announced, "Yes, I will take questions. I have prepared cue cards here of questions submitted before the event." So he had staged questions, so other people started saying, "No, we have questions." And then Aaron got up and said, "I have a question," with his hand raised, and the police drug him out and arrested him. Then he started basically screaming, you know, that Karl Rove's responsible for mass murder in Iraq. That's up on Raw Story right now. We have some video of it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. InfoWars journalist arrested, held for asking Karl Rove a question during UT appearance. And then in classic Rovian propaganda, he said, "You will not be arrested until you've been given three warnings." Aaron was not given one warning. He was drug out and arrested. And we bailed him out and one other We Are Change person that didn't have anybody there at the jail to get him at about 4 a.m. So we bailed them both out and paid for that last night. Another cost of the info war. And then, of course, Dr. Bob Bowman joining us in about an hour and a half. And then we have Jane Graham in the last 30 minutes. Murrow bombing survivor says feds involved in blast that killed 168 in 1995. She witnessed McVeigh in the building and others with large sticks of gray butter and wires, doing maintenance days before. Special maintenance with their federal badges. Special maintenance. And then that should be a message to you. Look how McVeigh ended up with the feds, and he was clearly black ops. That's been sworn in federal affidavits. Look how, look what they did to Hal Turner, their FBI agent. He's in trial right now, probably going to go to prison. Look what they do to you guys that engage in these operations for them. Not a good idea to work for the New World Order, is it? And the answer is no, it's not. Now, remember about 2 months ago, I'm going to cover a bunch of different news stories right now. Remember about 2 months ago, it broke in Philadelphia that government paid for, i.e. taxpayer paid for, laptops had been issued to all of the high school students. Now they're issuing them to even elementary students in the fifth grade, different parts of the country. And that the school began to brag and call parents at home and said, we saw your son doing something he wasn't supposed to. Well, we now know it was eating Skittles in his bed, and the Skittles rainbow-flavored candies, fruit-flavored candies, are now drugs. And now we have the emails released from the school that came out last Friday. There's a new story out of Philly.com, Philadelphia Inquirer today, with the emails of the school administrators bragging and saying, I'm addicted to this. I can't stop watching them. It's better than a soap opera. Watching their families, watching people in their bathrooms, watching people in their bedrooms, watching disrobed teens. This is child pornography. But what's interesting here is the school told on itself that they were conditioning people. Hey, we're watching you at home now. No warrant, no judge, no jury, no nothing. And the bigger issue is all over the country the last decade, we've seen it in Tennessee, California, you name it, mainstream news articles where they have cameras in the gymnasium showers. And they admit they're in the showers, and they're in the bathrooms, they're in the toilet stalls, they're in the classrooms, they're everywhere watching you. And, of course, we've told you that Google, Yahoo, and others have patented technology to watch you over your built-in cameras and listen to you on the microphones. But they say, don't worry, we have computers recording the video and analyzing it. And if they hear a dog barking in the background, we then implant Google ads for dog food or dog frisbees or toys. That's a big market. Animal products, as you know. One of the biggest growing markets. It's always been big, but it's huge. They're like children now. People get multi-$1,000-a-month vet bills in many cases. And they're just listening to you. They're watching you. And so I've heard talk show hosts nationally and locally kind of halfway defending this now. Like, oh, well, they thought they had 6 laptops stolen. That's the excuse. But the school up front said, no, we're just watching you at home. Now it turns out Lower Merion report, the school is called Lower Merion School District, webcams snapped 56,000 images of students inside their homes. 56,000. See, as the lawsuit gets deeper, as they're forced to release their emails and internal documents, 56,000 images, and they've got all these quotes about, oh my gosh, I just love it. This is better than a soap opera. I'm obsessed. These are quotes. I'm obsessed. Yes, they're obsessed with playing God, watching people in their homes. And let me explain something to you. The federal government paid for these. The federal government, part of the plan, makes the school sign an agreement that it will have this remote control technology to, quote, have loss retrieval. And that this has been rolled out everywhere. And if your student has a government-issued laptop, there is a very good chance this is going on in your town, your city, your school district right now. So a new chapter in this Orwellian story today. This is how bad it is. And, of course, the NSA, police departments, they're all merging. The CIA's merging locally in threat integration centers. Again, years ago we had internal Homeland Security documents, not just the new ones we got last year. where the whole thing is set up for the American people. It has nothing to do with turbaned CIA patsies living in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Zero, zilch, nada, zippo. You are the target. You are the people that this system is going after. But again, the school told on themselves. I remember a case that had to be, and I've talked about it a lot. We need to pull this back up. I remember it must be 7-8 years ago in Tennessee, and a visiting basketball team came to the middle school basketball game, and the girls were taking showers after the game. I remember doing the same thing after football games myself, you know, being a visiting team, and after the game ended, they'd sometimes we had time, if we weren't driving back an hour and a half to Rockwall, they would run us into the showers, and we'd have 10 minutes to take a shower. Well, they had conditioned the locals at that school that it was okay to videotape their naked daughters in the shower area, but the visiting team wasn't under mind control and panicked. There was a big scene in the parking lot and parents threatening to attack people and a normal response. And school officials were in the newspaper. I got to pull that up. I didn't forget the town. Well, and what's the big deal? There could be crime. There could be crime in the showers. Yes. There could be crime in your bedrooms. We need cameras in your bedroom. Just like England, 20,000+ now in a pilot program, have cameras in their home for the first 6 months of a new baby in case they're abusive. Guilty until proven innocent, pre-crime, and they watch you and how you feed your baby and what you do with cameras paid for by taxpayers in every room of the home. And remember 3 years ago, Houston police chief, just search this term, Houston police chief calls for cameras in homes. I mean, they're really pushing this on us. They think we're going to accept this. Continuing, another article here from PrisonPlanet.com. U.S. troops apologize for WikiLeaks massacre video. Two veterans of a company shown in collateral murder footage, the helicopter footage, say video only begins to depict the suffering we have created. Two soldiers who were in the same company as the culprits featured in the infamous WikiLeaks collateral murder video, which showed troops and Apache helicopters slaughtering Reuters cameramen and children while laughing about it, have apologized for the massacre while stating that the footage only begins to depict the suffering inflicted upon innocent Iraqis as a consequence of the occupation. The WikiLeaks video provoked an international firestorm earlier this month after it showed U.S. troops slaughtering over a dozen innocent people, including two Reuters employees and the father of two children who were trapped in a rescue vehicle that also came under fire. The two children survived but were badly wounded. One of the soldiers who wrote the letter of apology for the massacre, Ethan McCord, was the man who rescued the children from the van after his colleagues had finished bombarding it with gunfire. Conscious of the fact that children were inside while chuckling and making excuses for themselves. Yeah, you hear the troops go up, the ground troops that show up in Bradley's, and they save the bleeding children. And they say, you know, we've got two children wounded. And you hear the helicopter pilots laughing about it. Former U.S. Army Specialist Josh Stiber and Ethan McCord now have publicly apologized for the massacre, expressing in an open letter to the Iraqi people their sorrow at the incident while pointing out that it represents just one example of the brutal suffering inflicted on the Iraqis since the March 2003 invasion. And separately, I have an article here out of the Associated Press, where troops are serving 2, 3, 4, 5, and even 6 tours now. Some have served 6 tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. And when they collapse, they're having their medical benefits stripped, and they're being called cowards. Even though it turns out that a lot of them don't just have post-traumatic stress disorder, according to AP, they are having increased depression and record suicide, no other war, because of an anti-malarial drug which has been pulled off the market for the general public because it causes suicidal tendencies and deep depression. So, and this one gentleman was there for two tours back to back, on the anti-malarial drug, and finally saw an Iraqi family killed, and so he collapsed with post-traumatic stress, and so now, this is the Army admitting this, they're branding him a coward retroactively and taking his medical benefits. So they give you a drug. I mean, I've talked to reporters who've been in Afghanistan, been in South America, been in other places where they've got to take the anti-malarial drug, and they talk about 1 week on it, collapsing and having hallucinations in their hotel rooms, wanting to kill themselves. You've heard some of them here on air. But they give us to the troops in combat, and then when they collapse, they blame them. I mean, this is sick. Once branded a coward, he fights for PTSD victims, AP. They call him the angry guy now, even his friends, at this moment, on a snowy evening when he should be at home, putting his son to bed. Andrew Pogany is, in fact, ticked off. He sits with a soldier in a law office. The man has brought him a pile of medical files and another desperate story. Sent off to war to fight for this country, diagnosed now with post-traumatic stress disorder. Probably not even that. It's probably the drugs. Yet the Army, the soldier tells Pogany, is drawing up papers to discharge him in a way that could mean no medical benefits and no Second Amendment, dishonorable discharge. The soldier confides he thinks about killing himself all the time, he says. Better to be called angry than to be branded a coward by a very military he signed up to serve, as the Army did to him back in 2003. Then only a few days in country, Pogany saw a shredded body of a gunned-down Iraqi. He had what he thought was a panic attack, vomiting, hallucinations. The psychologist concluded he had a normal combat stress reaction and recommended rest, then back to duty. Instead, Pogany's commanders shipped him to Fort Carson. Of course, in all wars, people vomit, especially the first few times. That's normal. Instead, Pogany's commander shipped him back to Fort Carson, and he was charged with cowardly conduct as a result of fear, a crime punishable by death under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. The last such conviction in the Army occurred during the Vietnam War. Pogany wasn't convicted. He and his attorney produced findings that showed the breakdown was like a reaction to the anti-malaria drug, Larium, which has side effects that include paranoia and hallucinations. It says the Army dropped all the charges. But now they're trying to pull his health care. And then it goes into other cases of people there for several tours. This has happened too. But that's the type of information we deal with here every single day. You don't see Barack Obama and George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. They all got out of military service. They all draft dodged. You don't see them over there being bitten by malaria-infested, diseased mosquitoes. You don't see them knee-deep in the you-know-what. No. You see them prosecuting this fraudulent war on and on and on and on and on. Here's another article out of the Examiner. Obama repaying his masters at Goldman Sachs. And I agree with this analysis by Robert Stark at the L.A. Nonpartisan Examiner. I've read over the new financial reform bill, and it's just more money and more regulatory power to the Goldman Sachs cronies that run the major regulatory agencies. President Obama is sponsoring a bill in the Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd that would reward the financial firm Goldman Sachs with billions of dollars. The bill implements a $50 billion resolution fund. The way it reads, it's wide open blank check. To the firm's creditors through fees that would come from banks and other businesses, which the bill calls the non-bank financial company. Critics are calling it a backdoor bailout to Goldman Sachs, who recently paid $12.9 billion in tax dollars through the bailout of AIG. And that was just in the U.S. It was billions in England, too, in France. Supporters are denying the bill as a bailout because it demands the removal of some management positions, but Financial Crisis Inquiry Commissioner member Peter Wallison said the act of paying off the creditors when the government takes over a failing firm is a bailout. It doesn't matter what the management loses their jobs, and of course then there's always a loophole. That's what Dodd's last bill did in the stimulus package, or that the shareholders get nothing. When the creditors are aware that they will get a better deal with the failure of a large company than they will get with a small one, that goes the ordinary route to bankruptcy. This is a bailout. And only select banks can get it. We cover this in the Obama deception. We show Dodd with his stimulus plan that had billions and billions more for the banks. And Obama pushed it like it was going to go after CEOs and cap their pay. But what it did was retroactively allow all the big banks to continue what they did and to go further and forward with the deals they'd already signed that go in perpetuity, the way the banker bailout bill was written. And it selectively enforces only on the smaller banks. And then Dodd got in trouble for it in the media, and Obama said, yeah, that's Dodd's fault. And then Dodd went public and said, well, here's the letter from Obama telling me to do this. So that's how duplicitous and deceptive Barack Obama, Barry Sotaro, is.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Chicago has been mafia run for close to 100 years. No one debates that. Great people up in Illinois, but boy, they have a criminal government. And Mayor Daley, the son of one of the most famous mob bosses in U.S. history, he may be looking in the future at not running again. He's mayor for life, and bringing in the new mob boss, Mayor Emanuel. Chicago Tribune interviewed him, Rahm Emanuel. Israeli army officer is, I guess, in the future to be the new mob boss. White House chief of staff says he'll like the post if Daley doesn't run for re-election. Isn't that great? The new Don. Don Emanuel. Don Daley. Don Carleone. But it's impossible to have Irish mafia or Jewish mafia or British mafia or WASP mafia. Only Italian mafia exists. Just like the FBI said until the mid-50s, La Cosa Nostra, the mafia, does not exist. It is a conspiracy theory. I am a conspiracy theorist right now saying the mafia even exists. See, that shows you the denial. Just like people are denying our government is declassified, that it staged hundreds of terror attacks worldwide to blame it on enemies. Operation Gladio, the NATO option, Ajax, Tonkin, list goes on and on. It's the same naivete that we saw back in the 50s. Because they were blackmailing J. Edgar Hoover, and he was getting large payoffs from La Cosa Nostra. He would get up before Congress in the 40s and 50s and say, there is no mafia. There is no mafia. There is no mafia, until state police in different parts of the country, who weren't on the payroll, busted the mafia. Years from now, it'll be that ridiculous if somebody gets up and says the government doesn't stage terror. It'll be like saying there is no mafia. There is no mafia. It's a conspiracy theory. The FBI says so. They said so 50 plus years ago. They don't say that now because they'd be laughed out of the room. It's time to grow up, folks. It's time to have a coming of age. There are FEMA camps. They are poisoning the water. It is a scientific dictatorship. And all of the questions are over. All the rumors tomorrow. We release police state for the rise of FEMA, PS4. Almost 8 years since I released a police state film, 8 years of research, proving the FEMA camps with the congressional testimony, the documents, the photos, the videos, how it works, the different types of emergency centers, the executive orders, the continuity of government system, NORTHCOM, the troops, the surveillance, the false flag terror, a 2-hour, 20-plus minute film with over 30 minutes of extras on one DVD. You can pre-order the DVD now. It's already shipping out today, by the way, at Infowars.com. Get your police state for the rise of FEMA, and it will premiere in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. When this radio show ends, it will premiere tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.tv. Great job to the crew working on this film, producing it, getting it ready, and launching it. And we've had great success with Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. The DVDs are flying out. People are already making copies. Massive downloads at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to commend all the activists. You've got friends and neighbors that know we're in a police state but don't understand just how serious it is. This will give them a master's degree in the police state, the enforcement arm of the New World Order. It's all available at Infowars.com. Get the DVD today, and the new trailer's up on Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.